just a second.
Oh, hi, it's you. Wow, what a pleasant surprise. Gosh, it's been quite some time. Oh, please, come in. Yeah, you can sit over there. Sorry, I was making my lesson plans for next week. Yeah, you know, teacher stuff. I got home last week. Yeah, I know, it was actually unexpected, but hey, I am more than happy to visit. Where's James? He went out to complete some requirements, I think? Isn't it your completion week? Okay, well, are you done with your requirements? You guys better finish everything up this week so there won't be any more problems, since your graduation is around the corner. Pretty exciting, huh? Okay, that's good to know. Wait, so James is the only one who hasn't completed his requirements yet? Ugh, that kid. He's lucky that Mom and Dad are away for the meantime, so they're not around to scold him. Oh, by the way, there's cookies here. You want some? You sure you don't want to eat? I'm the one who baked them. Yep, it's the first thing I did when I got home. You know I love baking. Okay, if you say so. And I'm done. Whew, that was quite tiring. So, how has life been? I haven't heard from you in a while. Hey, don't worry. It's fine. I understand that you've been busy with college, and that's good to know. Me? Oh, nothing much. Just busy with teaching and all of that. Yes, you're right about that. Teaching can get hectic. And that's exactly why I made my lesson plans as early as now, so that I don't have to worry about it later. Of course, I enjoy teaching, even though this is only a temporary job. After this, I'm off to New Zealand. Oh, jeez. Thanks. It's not that big of a deal, really. My parents were the one who suggested New Zealand, and I just thought about it, you know? It's a good opportunity, and it's going to be good for my growth. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what about you? What are your plans after college graduation? Really? That's great! And I'm happy for you. Are you excited about it? Why not? Isn't it good that you already have a job offering? And at the company you had your internship at, too? I see. Well, it's good that you're exploring as much options as you can. I'm sure you'll do great. You've always been such a great kid. Well, I am older than you, so yes, I am calling you kid. Yes, I am only older by a year, but I'm still older than you. And do you not believe me? Oh, come on. I've known you since we were kids. Trust me. You will do great, and I know so. Oh, by the way, I forgot to ask. What brings you here? Oh, of course, you're looking for James. You guys are gonna play. Of course, the usual stuff. you're not leaving yet, are you? I mean, like, are you in a rush or something? Like, do you have any other important things to do? I'm not sure when James is coming home, but would you be interested in staying? Well, I don't know. We could, like, talk, I guess? We could talk about... Oh, I know. We can play Truth or Dare. What? We used to play that all the time. Come sit with me. We can play until James arrives back home. Okay, so, rock, paper, scissors? Rock, paper, scissors. I got scissors and you got paper. I win. So, truth or dare? Truth? Okay. Is it true that you once peed your pants while we were watching a horror movie? Hey, silence means yes. Oh, so it's true. Oh my gosh, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. But hey, it's totally fine. No judgment. I've experienced that myself too, when I was like, I don't know, 7. But you? We were already in college when that happened. I'm sorry. I didn't actually think it was true. Allison just told me about it one time over the phone. Yeah. Why was that the first question I asked? Well, I don't know. It was the first thing I thought of. Okay, I'm sorry. I can't help it. It's funny, cause you are such a scaredy-cat sometimes. Oh, you're not a scaredy-cat? Okay, if you say so. Alright, my turn. Truth. Do I love my job? Well, you know, to be honest, I'm not really a huge fan of my job because, I mean, come on, teaching high schoolers is such a tough and exhausting job, but despite it being difficult, I'd say that it's all worth it. Yep, all the pain and exhaustion is worth it, especially since I know that my students are learning well. I'm just glad I'm able to do this, you know? So yeah, I'd say that I love my job. It's nice to see me again? Yeah, it's nice to be back, even though it's only for a few days. And it's nice to see you too. Although, like I said, I can't stay for long. The kids might miss me. So, truth or dare? Truth again? Fine. So, how are you and your girlfriend? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I had no idea. I didn't know that you guys had already broken up months ago. But how are you coping? Are you okay? Really? You sure you're doing fine? Well, okay. I'm glad to know that. Nothing. I was just wondering, cause the last time I saw you and her, you guys didn't seem okay. You've been having problems for a long time? Well, can I ask what happened? Wait, what? Seriously? But she didn't seem like the kind of girl who would do that. Yeah, she seemed like she really loved you. Yeah, I suppose some things are unexpected. But, hey, at least you found out, right? Better late than never. Oh, it's your turn to ask, sorry. Well, since you said truth during the second round, I'll also go with truth. What? Dennis? No way! Dennis isn't my type. He is, he's a little too shy for me. What I mean by that is that he isn't much of a daredevil like me. You know how I am. I always love a good adventure. I like the thrill. Nope. I turned Dennis down after we went hiking. Well, he was just kind of boring. I mean, no offense. But I guess we just didn't have enough in common. That's why I didn't get attracted to him that much. Yeah, plus, there is already someone in my heart, so... It's a secret. Okay, my turn. Ah, no more truths. It's time for dares. Have you been avoiding the dare? Hey, come on now. It's not like I'm gonna give you a difficult dare. Great. Okay. So, I dare you to take a picture with me. See? I told you the dare won't be hard. So, come closer and take a picture with me. Smile! Okay, one more time. Is it okay if I pose like I'm kissing your cheek? Aww. Are you getting shy? It's totally okay if you don't want... Oh, it's okay with you? Alright, come closer. Yep, just like that. Okay, let me kiss your cheek just like this. That wasn't so bad, wasn't it? Can I see the picture? Aw, don't we look cute? Is it okay if I post these? Great. Now, where were we? Oh, right. It's your turn. Okay, so, looks like I have no other choice but to choose there. So, fire away. You dare me to tell you the truth about my feelings for you? What do you mean? Okay. Since you insisted, and this is a dare, here goes nothing. The truth is, I've had feelings for you for a long time now, but I'm scared. I've always been scared. Well, you see me as an older sister, right? And things are quite complicated. Like I said, I'm older than you. And you had your girlfriend and my work. I know that our gap is only 1 year, but doesn't that bother you? What? You prefer older women? Wow, I didn't expect that. Your ex was older than you? Wait, really? I didn't know that. Well, I mean, how could I have known? She seemed like she didn't like me. Yeah, that's also one of the reasons why I stayed away from you. 'Cause your ex didn't look like she was okay with me being around you. She would sometimes give me a subtle, murderous glare. Ah, she is the jealous type. Well, that's funny, considering how she cheated on you. Oh gosh, sorry, sorry. I didn't mean to insult her like that. You sure it's okay? Okay, but... Sorry. I'm just quite annoyed at what she did to you. Heck, she could have just broken up with you like a normal person, you know? She didn't have to cheat. You did say that she told you how she's unsatisfied with your relationship. She could have just said that, right? Instead of cheating. Ugh, you know I hate cheaters. I mean, who doesn't? Sorry, I'm just annoyed. Well, I told you. I have feelings for you. And the fact that your girlfriend, sorry, I mean ex, treated you like that just irritates me, you know? I don't want to see you get hurt. What's that? You have another dare for me? Hey, that's not fair. All right, fine, but just for the last time, okay? So what's your dare for me? You dare me to kiss you? But is that okay with you? Okay. You're really sure about this? 'Cause I don't want to make you feel pressured or anything. Okay. Well, close your eyes and just lean like that. Of course I'm blushing. We just kissed and... Wait, what? You like me? A lot? Are you sure you really like me? You're not just getting carried away by your feelings? Okay. Okay. Now it's my turn. So, when did you realize that you had feelings for me? Wait, you were jealous of Dennis? Oh my gosh, you are just so adorable. Yeah, it's your turn. I also choose truth. To be honest, I don't know since when I've had feelings for you, but I realized it when I saw you and your ex together during my Aunt Zoe's wedding. That wedding where my parents invited you, and then you asked if you could bring your ex along as your date? Yep, that's when I realized I've had feelings for you for a long time. Well, how could I tell you? I've tried my best to avoid my feelings for you. Tried to shove it down even. But I just can't help it. 'Cause aside from practically growing up with you, you are the only person who actually understands me. You're always up for going on adventures with me. As cheesy as that sounds, you're patient with me, you're always there. It's like we're best friends too, even though you're closer with James. And I just kept telling myself that you only see me as a big sister, and that you couldn't have feelings for me, especially when you had a girlfriend. That's also one of the reasons why I purposely chose to work far from town, so that I could avoid you. I would love to stay, really. It's just that I can barely catch breaks at work. I'm already lucky that our supervisor allowed me to leave for a bit. Yeah, I told him there was a family emergency. I had to come home because Mom called me. Yeah, things are okay. Well, it's just that our grandma was taken to the hospital. We're not sure yet what happened, but James and I are going to visit her soon with Mom and Dad. Me too. I hope that everything is okay. Thank you. This is one of the many reasons why I just can't help but love you. You're always by my side during tough times. Yeah, you heard that right. I love you. Hey, don't worry. I'm still coming home for Christmas and other holidays. By then, we can spend more time together. What if what? You're really gonna do that for me? But are you sure? 'Cause you already have a job offering here. Are you sure you want to trade that just to be closer to me? Okay. You're the best. Oh gosh. Sorry. I almost forgot. James asked me to do something. Oh, nothing. It's just a small errand. You can go home if you want. Hey, what's with that look? Why are you frowning? Okay, you can come with me. Now, come on. We still have some explaining to do later.